This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in our cattle markets?
Well, our cattle markets saw a continuation of the slide to the downside today, Leslie. Now, fresh news-wise, there wasn't enough to get excited about. I think this market was seeing more profit-taking today. The good news is we did manage to bounce off the lows, even though we did close negative. It could have been a lot worse. Now, most of our cash trade last week took place at 132 to 133 in the south and the north. We didn't move as many cattle as we did the previous week. We continue to see boxed beef prices go higher at midday today. $2.97 higher on choice, $2.45 higher on selects, moved 60 loads, and saw an estimated kill day, 110,000 head of cattle. On the close, Feb cattle, 65 lower today, April down 77 cents, Jan feeders were up 2 cents, March feeders down 52, and Feb lean hogs 15 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Superior Livestock presents the Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th in Denver, offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
Tom, what's pulling the grain market slower?
I think the wheat market saw profit-taking after we saw the good upside back on Thursday and Friday. We gave a big part of that away today. We saw the corn market pull down near its contract lows. We saw the soybeans stay mostly negative today, but did see some two-sided trading. Export inspections today did not offer anything price-friendly, and I think the trade's waiting for the slew of USDA reports that we will be having come out tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Now, on the close today, March KC wheat, 10.5 cents lower. July KC down 10.25. March Chicago wheat closed 9.5 lower. March corn was down 5.25. July corn down 5.5. March soybeans 4 cents lower, with July beans down 4.5. And March cotton today was 10 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, on the Radio Oklahoma Network with your market analysis.